Simin Reish Samachet, just a few halachas. Halacha theory. The way to get everybody in a different group. The first halacha that Mechaber brings Amish Samachet is everybody chulu betulas arvis. We're supposed to say by chulu. They bring down actually some simin three times. We'll see a little bit later on. And then the simin. Something interesting that the Mishabura says. He says many glim bevelel Shabbos v'inu chuvva. Why? Ein shirik nesla gedir la'atam. The book there he says that Leil Shabbos is together kalav aviv avio, kilo just by the kedushin. So the ekir simcha is by the kala in her house. It's v'yinu chuvo the kala, as opposed to in the morning it's already the nesuin. That's why you say kilo kalav aviv chamel. She's like by the chosin's house v'yinu chuvo. And then afterwards in the afternoon is the chas and the kala together v'yinu chuvam. They actually explain, some of the achrenim explain that that's three different lashonos. Interestingly enough, we have three different lashonos of Shmini Esrei for Shacharis Mincha Maariv, which is unique. We don't find it by Yom, we don't find it regular day, only on Shabbos. The mantra that at night is Atah Kidash, the lashon of Kedushin, and Yismach Yisrael, the lashon of the Yismach Yisrael. Yismach Moishim, I'm not talking about it. The lashon Yismach, lashon of the Simcha, the Simcha's Nesuin, and then Ato Echor is the lashon of the Yichud of the. That's with regard to that. Now, just the klolim of Sif Beis Gimel Dalid, and hey, somebody made a toys just to be Masakim the klolim, and that is that if a person started since the Ikra Hazim Be'etzem the Sila of Shmir Nesur Shaykh the Shabbos, mainly even if a person started the bracha of Chol on Shabbos, he should finish the bracha of Chol because it's not Mufka from. Person could daven the Tefillah of Chol on Shabbos. Therefore, he says, "Atachinu l'adam das." He should finish the entire bracha and then go back to the Tefillah of Shabbos. That applies in the way that we pass away Mishnah Berurah's Machria for Shacharis Mincha Maariv and not Musaf. If a person in the middle of Musaf said, "Atachinu l'adam das," then right then and there he should stop and go back to the beginning of the Tefillah of Musaf, the middle bracha of Tefillah of Musaf, and count the Shabbos and say that from there. Now, if all he said was Ato, and he didn't say anything more than that, then the Mishnah Berurah is, then the way the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya at the end of the day, is the difference between what your Kavanah was at the time that you said Ato. If your Kavanah was, you thought it was Chor, and you were about to say Ato Chorin, and you call yourself Ato, and you realize it's not Tuesday, it's Shabbos, then there's a difference between Shacharis, and between Maariv and Mincha. Maariv at night and Mincha during the day, is both of them start with Ato. And therefore, even if you said Ato and your das was that it's Tuesday, and then you have yourself, it's now Shabbos, then you are allowed to switch into Ato Echor or Ato Kiddush. However, by Shacharis, where there is no Ato, you don't start the middle bracha with Ato, then you would have finished the entire bracha, Ato Chen Lazom Das, till the end of the bracha, and then you go back to Yismach, Meshem Anasam. However, and this is probably the standard situation, generally when people make a mistake, it's not because they thought it was Tuesday, just they were spacing out. In a case where you're spacing out, you know that it's Shabbos. You just weren't thinking, it's Gamalule. The Regilus is that you said Ato, and in such a case, then even with regard to Shacharis, if all you said was Ato, then you can stop, you do not have to say the entire bracha, and you go back in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, and then you, at the beginning of that bracha of Shmini Esrei, and you continue from there. Most of the cases, for those that want, we won't get into it now, but all the interesting cases, look in the Shari Tshuva as to what a person should do if he's mamash got lost in the middle. Usually a person will catch himself in the middle of Shmini Esrei by Slach Lanu Avinu. He's trying to figure out who's punching him in the middle of Shmini Esrei on Shabbos. He realizes, whoops, we're... But if he doesn't catch himself, and he's holding by Baruch Aleinu, and he made a mistake in Baruch Aleinu. And maximum he said the same talmud of the bracha, and he's only supposed to say the same bracha, or the other way around. In those cases, what is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to go back and say that bracha again? Is he not? But generally, that doesn't happen. Mishnah Berurah does not talk about these cases. The Shari Tshuva does talk about these cases. Interesting to Ayin Shom.